It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
We get ready for high school basketball action, and it's tournament time this evening as we get started in the 40th District Tournament with GRC taking on Paris here in the opening round. I'm Joel Bennett. I'll be joined by Bobby Baldwin momentarily, but we've got Paris High School, the Lady Hounds, taking on the GRC Cardinal Girls, and the girls of GRC, they are the reigning district champions. Actually, they've had a stranglehold on this district tournament title for quite some time. When you're looking here at the history of the 40th District Girls Tournament in basketball, it dates all the way back to 1974-75. That was the initial season that Kentucky High School Athletic Association sponsored a basketball season. Teams and tournaments before that weren't part of the KHSAA, so this is the official 50th season of girls basketball in high school sanctioned by the KHSAA. Then the history as it pertains to GRC on March 8, 1975, GRC Lady Cardinals defeated the Bath County Lady Cats 37-34 at Montgomery County High School. The teams that participated in the very first tournament were Bath, Clark, Montgomery, and Mount Sterling. There have been seven teams in the 40th District since that first season. And when you look at the tournament outline, as far as district champions, this is the 50th year. In the 49 years prior, GRC Clark County, they have won the tournament 31 of the 49 years. Second, it is Montgomery County. They have 14 wins in the tournament, tournament titles, two by Estill County, two by Bath County, Bourbon County, Mount Sterling, which played 2 years, as well as Paris. To the present, they don't have any recorded. It's been actually GRC running with this thing, 31 district tournament titles during the 49 years that they've had the tournament. Right now, we are approaching 11 and a half minutes away from tip-off. Head coaches, team captains, and officials are at midcourt. Pep bands are here. Cheerleaders are here. Crowd filtering in. 40th District Tournament. Records out the window right now. You got to win to advance and play on. We'll take a two-minute break. More to come after this.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary C. Brooks Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? Hey, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org, or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals, they are the reigning 40th district champions. They come into this tournament the prohibitive favorite. As I outlined before we went to the break, GRC has won in the 49 years that they played a KHSAA girls district tournament. GRC has won it 31 times. Paris has yet to get one. However, district tournament, anything can happen. You just have to win one game. It's not like it's best out of three or anything like that. So this evening you've got a matchup at GRC and Paris High School. Paris, actually it wasn't in district tournament, but Paris is the last team within the district that has defeated GRC. That came in a regular season defeat. But when you look at the Paris Hounds, they are right now 2-17 against GRC. So as Robbie Graham has been the head coach of GRC, Aaron Speaks has been there about the same time with Paris. Both these guys have had success, but Robbie with two wins compared to, or with 17 wins compared to only two for Aaron, the Cardinal dominance has been evident. Joined here, I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here, and we've got David and Goliath, pretty much.
That's pretty much what it is. Coach Speaks' Lady Hounds are really, really going to have to bring it if they want to stay in this one, because GRC is loaded and pumped, cranked, and ready to go. So we hope to have a good contest here tonight and have a good crowd filtering in for sure.
The Cardinal girls, they are 25-4 on the season. They are 6-0 within the region, naturally 6-0 within the district, though. That have been the only region games they've had have been district games. We're going to step aside for another two-minute break. When we come back, more pregame to follow. Tip-off straight ahead. All that coming up right here on WWKY. Back in two.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Paris. Lady Hounds coming in here with a record on the season of 7-20. GRC Cardinal girls team with an impressive 25-4 mark. The game to follow this one will be Montgomery County. They'll be taking on Bourbon County in the nightcap of this ball game. And Montgomery County with a record of 20-7. They are 7-2 in the region, 4-2 in the district. They will be taking on a Bourbon County team that has a potential. They've got height, size, they've got upperclassmen that have played many varsity seasons, but their record only 10-19 on this year. They are one game under 500 in the region at 6-7 and 2-4 in district regular season play. So it's GRC taking on Paris in this one. A look around the area, there's some other games going on within this 10th region. Some of these district games going tonight in some other districts. In the 38th district, that's being played at Pendleton County. Nicholas County, they are playing Harrison County. Robertson County, they're playing the host team, Pendleton County. Those games going on tonight. Then up in the 39th district, you've got one game tonight. St. Patrick's playing at Bracken County. So that's going to pretty much cover the 10th region as far as some of the district teams that are playing. And we're going to get it all done this week, Bobby, and it starts right here. Coach Robbie Graham makes no mistake about it. He plays to win every ball game, but the regular season is a strong dress rehearsal. His first goal, he says, is to get the number one seed in the district for the tournament, and you just move on from there.
Got a good start on this thing Thursday night with a very, very difficult game against the Lady Kittens from Ashland, and a very, very well played game by two top 10 teams, and came out on the short end on that, but I believe that will put them in laser focus mode here for this week.
Yeah, in that ball game, you and I traveled up there and called that one. The Cardinal girls shot pretty woeful in that from the floor overall. You know, it was somewhere around 36-37%. This is a lot better shooting team. I look for them to press Paris, get turnovers when they can. They're going to shoot high percentage shots with a lot of layups and runouts if they can.
Paris is going to have to work hard to get in position here early in this game to even put itself in a shooting position, because I believe this pressure is going to be relentless.
And they're going to rely, when I say they, Paris will rely heavily on Brooklyn White. And she is 6 feet tall. She's the leading scorer and rebounder for Paris. She's got a nice game. She can go right, left, shoots a mid-range jumper good. I think if anything's going to challenge her, it'll be the double team they'll throw at her.
Well, at least two.
Yeah.
Possibly more, just depending on where the defense is aligned relative to where she catches the ball and how many players can get to her.
T. Yeast and Kennedy Stamper have been picking up the scoring for GRC girls, and Jalen Green has worked her way into a starting role, a part-time starter. She came off the bench, was one of the leading scorers, but Bobby, we've got Kanaya Jones. She's been averaging double-digit rebounds her last seven games.
Playing very, very hard with a tremendous degree of intensity, and is, for the most part, outsized for the position that she commands for Coach Graham on his ball club. It, you try to play that center position, and you've got to be one tough lady hombre to do that against some of these talented, bigger, stronger players.
Well, head coach Robbie Graham says, girls, come on over. He's going to meet with them at the bench as Coach Aaron speaks, calls his Lady Hounds to their bench. We are going to step aside for our final 30-second break. When we come back after this brief message, Starting lineup, tip-off, game action, 40th District Tournament, brought to you right here on WWKY, back after this.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Here we go to the public address.
Tory Dumford. At forward, a 5'8", sophomore, number 10, Molly Mason. At forward, a 6-foot junior, number 11, Brooklyn White. Now for the home team, your George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals. At guard, a 5'6 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 2, T. Yeast. At forward, a 5'10 junior, number 10, Kanaya Jones. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. And at forward, a 5'8 senior, number 24, McKeely Tabor. Lady Cardinals coach for Mr. Robbie Graham, assisted by Steve Anderson, William Brown, Erica Jackson.
There are your starters for this game. Teams coming in here, last ball game out. TRC had an overtime loss at Ashland, while Paris, they picked up an 18-point win at home, which stopped a three-game skid. They beat Robertson County their last game out, so that's got to bode well for the Lady Hounds, knowing they are coming into this on a winning note.
Bound to. It's got to leave a good taste in their mouth, knowing that now they probably have their biggest test of the year in front of them, which is getting ready to start.
It'll be Brooklyn White jumping up for Paris against T.E. East. Cardinal girls in the white, trimmed in red, red letters. Cardinal logo on the shorts. It's a good-looking uniform. Paris with a black and orange. Kanaya Jones got the tip and threw a bounce pass and nobody home. And Coach Graham shakes his head and walks the sideline.
An errant pass to start.
Yeah, it's nobody home, so to speak.
That's exactly right.
Pressure in the backcourt. Dumford will bring it up. She'll throw it over to Oliver. Got it right back. Mason skip pass. Dumford has it. Drop it baseline. In the front court, they go to Brooklyn White. She leans in, puts up a bank shot, didn't get it. Got her own board, put it up and finished.
Had the position on the strong side, and when it curled back out to her, she was able to get it home.
On the left wing, Anaya Chestnut goes right wing over to Stampers. Paris playing a zone. Chestnut drives, feeds T. Yeast. Two dribbles, floats a pass over Stampers' head, and the Cardinal girls have turned it over twice. In two possession, Coach Graham says, we're not going to do this. So he's calling the timeout. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
With Bad Boys patented Easy Rider and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, and power and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
With the basketball in the backcourt, and we got a 5-second call. And a look of disbelief on Kay Oliver's face and also Coach Speaks. He's walking the sideline for Paris, and Cardinal girls get it back after the timeout. No personnel changes. Stamper runs it in the front court, left wing to Chestnut. McKeely Tabor flashing across. She's working the high post. Now they go straight away to Chestnut, left side on the wing. T. Yeast return it to Chestnut. Stamper, top of the key. Left-hand dribble, scoots it over there to Chestnut. Raises with a three, and the Cardinal girls with a one-point lead.
Well, they finally took a shot and nailed it and have the lead.
Pressure in the backcourt. You can expect it all game long. Skip pass into the front court. Mason over, shot from three, blocked by T. Yeast. Brooklyn White got it. She put it up and just missed at the rim. And Kanaya Jones called for the foul. And I think that's the one area, Paris, they've got a good big girl.
They do have a good big girl, and it looks like on their first three possessions down the court, they're going to pack that zone in and make the Cards strike from the arc.
Paris playing that zone, as Bobby said, and Brooklyn White in the middle of that. She is averaging 16 points a game and 11 and almost 12 rebounds a contest. She makes one of two on the free throw line here, and GRC will have the basketball here in a tie game at three all. Got some subs going in, and Coach Graham not really pleased with the focus. The preparation's there, but the focus and the attention, he wants to get it.
And we played but a minute and 15 seconds, so he's got a short leash on them
We'll set the players. Jalen Goodwin, Maddie Settles, Kylie Stakelin, Annette Miller, and Kylie Chestnut on the floor for GRC. Stakelin on the left wing. Miller trying to post, didn't get it. They go to Goodwin, bounce pass. Settles, she can hit that shot, shoots a three, long rebound, comes off the miss. Paris has it. They want to run. Front court, Dumper drops it baseline, takes it right back, loads up a three off the front of the rim. Stakelin got the rebound on a block out. Throws a bullet pass, Chestnut got it at the rim. That's Kylie to Kylie.
Yeah, beautiful 50-foot pass right on the mark for the deuce. The Lady Cards lead.
Kylie to Kylie. They hit it right there, and Paris gets it into the front court. Brooklyn White with a nice move on a little fadeaway. Good reverse pivot in the paint.
Got the position near the low block.
Settles, drives it down on the baseline. Left a bounce pass for Stakelin. That's deflected out of bounds by Crutcher. It'll be Cardinal girls with a ball underneath their goal here in a tie game at five. Jalen Goodwin to throw it inbound. Looking for a cutter. Finds Kylie Chestnut left of the lane, and they got her for traveling. So GRC has three turnovers in the first 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
A little bit jittery, but tied nonetheless.
Pressure by GRC, full court variety. Goodwin and Settles will trap. It's in the back court. Now Paris breaks the timeline, and Mason traveled. She caught it on the right wing, right in front of Coach Graham in the GRC bench, shuffled her feet. GRC gets it back. Game's tied, 5:36. To play in this opening quarter. Jalen Goodwin looks at the zone. It was a 2-3, running a 1-2-2 now. They've got it out on the top. Kay Oliver, a little taller than the GRC guards at the point. Perimeter passing by GRC. Settles left side, threw a pass, and it's stolen. Driving in and can't get the shot off. As Settles makes an atonement somewhat and blocks the shot put up by Dunford.
Passing that ball around the perimeter, you just assume that the opening is going to be there, but you have to look before you turn it loose.
Yeah, it was anticipated well.
Sure.
Lob pass, Brooklyn White, caught it at the foul line. Annette Miller shoves her out near midcourt. Miller, on ball defense, all over White, spinning with the dribble. They're wanting a five count on her. White can't get away. Throws it out to Dumford, driving, got a step on Settles. Settles with a deflection and the turnover. Maddie Settles, lead pass to Miller. Got it in the paint. Returned to Settles. Had a shot. Passed it up. Straight away to Goodwin. Here's Chestnut. Look for a three. Miller, she's open. She'll put it up. Got it from the right baseline.
Got it. And Lady Cards up 8-5, 4:43 left in the first. 2 3-point shots so far.
Paris trying to break the pressure. They do. Brooklyn White pulls up at the foul line 15 feet out. Jalen Goodwin thought she had stripped her of the ball. They say a reach-in foul, and Goodwin picks up her first, team second. Stops the clock with 4:32 to go, and Brooklyn White will go to the foul line. She's one for two. Now they're going to say they could not determine that she was shooting, and Coach Aaron speaks saying, give us a couple of free throws. And right now they're going to say, yes, she was at the line. So instead of inbounding the ball underneath her goal, they're going to put Brooklyn White at the foul line. She's 1 for 2 in this ball game, and on the season, under 50%. She's shot more than twice as many free throws as any of her teammates. So the ball's in her hands a lot. She missed the free throw there. Another free throw coming. White, a 6-foot-tall junior. Nice player. Makes the second free throw.
Yeah, that last stroke was a little tighter released, and she nailed it.
Drop it into Stakeland. Left blocks. Kick it back out. Over Chestnut's head. Tried to save it in. 5 turnovers by GRC. Only 3 by Paris. The Lady Hounds, though, give it right back to GRC, and they had a chance to tie in a mismatch, Bobby. They had Brooklyn White at 6 feet tall and Jalen Goodwin at 5'3 on her.
Pass just a little bit too
overhead,
tall. So
overhead.
Yeah, that's tough. Paris needs to take advantage of those opportunities. Really, really.
New lineup in for Coach Graham. His reserves did not do anything to hurt themselves. Stamper with a 3-point shot. Good from the right wing. Actually, they added 2 to the lead, and Stamper hits a 3.
Sure did. They've had 3 threes, lead 11-6.
With pressure all over Paris. They throw it in the front court. Catch and shoot by Oliver off the backboard. Missed it. Anaya Chestnut with a rebound. 3-on-3. Goes to Yee. Spot up 3 in rhythm. Got it from the left wing. So that is 4 three-point shots made by GRC. They are 4 of 5 from shooting the 3, and they have bolted out to a 14-6 lead. More to come after this brief timeout.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Girls action, 14-6, GRC leading Paris. T. Yeast, Anaya Chestnut, McKeely Tabor, Kanaya Jones, and Kennedy Stamper in there. And Yeast got a steal on the inbound pass. Turnovers even at 5. Stamper, pull up, 15-footer, rimmed out. Brooklyn White sheds everyone as she peels that rebound off. Brings it in the front court, angles off to the right side. And then taken away by Yeast. She ran away from the pack, put up the runner, missed it left side. Out of bounds, it'll go to Paris. And Coach Graham thought maybe there was a little contact. Yeast with a steal, and she is fast in the open floor.
Well, she outran everybody and started off behind them, but got a little tap from the back, and it was not called.
Picked up in the backcourt, Yeast and Chestnut on a double team. Tabor with a steal. McKeely straight away, put up a runner, missed it. Chestnut digs out the rebound. T. Yeast, 10-footer, not there, left of the rim. Rebounded there by Brooklyn White. Pivots out. She's lost the ball. Taken away by Kanaya Jones. Kanaya picks it up. Left side. Stamper underhands it to Chestnut. Anaya's shot rimmed off. McKeely Traver got the rebound. Shovels it over to Chestnut. And then GRC turns it over. Passed up a 15-footer. Actually, 12-footer just inside the foul line. And got called for steps.
Saw a lane, but shuffled trying to get her puppies organized to take it a little closer.
White takes the inbound pass, races in the front court, runs into a double team, kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Hounds with 2:41 to play in the opening quarter. Ball on their end of the floor. This Cardinal girls' pressure defense, relentless. Kay Oliver to inbound the pass. She's a junior. Finds Brooklyn White. Crossover dribble. Runs into a double team. Chestnut digs it out of there to Tabor. To Stamper. On the run out. Reverse layup. Got it in.
As she beat Kay Oliver to the basket. All of a sudden, Lady Cards up 10.
5 different Cardinal girls have scored in this game. And Kanaya Jones able to get a jump ball, but you got to be thinking a little differently than that, reaching over her back with one personal foul already on you. That could be disaster If you pick up 2,000, you're still in the first quarter.
Might limit your playing opportunity.
Oh, yeah, and diminishes the size of GRC. She's got her hands full with Brooklyn White. And White has called for steps. 9 turnovers by Paris in this first quarter.
Yeah, Kanaya with relentless defense there, about 10 feet out in front of the basket.
Stamper, two-hand chest put. Pass to Yeast. Taken away, stolen by Dunford, and then Dunford called for a double dribble. So exchange of turnovers, and Coach Aaron Speaks, hands on hips, wondering how that happened, and it happened quickly. It'll be Cardinal girls' ball underneath their goal. Annette Miller in. Kanaya Jones with the one personal foul comes out for a while. We got a little over 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. McKeely Tabor, 18-footer, good on the baseline.
Nailed it. How about that? She was nothing but bottom on that one, but had time to set up and stroke it.
So the GRC lone senior got the jumper. Stamper going for a steal. She got it. Lead pass to Chestnut and a backcourt foul. Backcourt foul on Molly Mason, her first, team first. Backcourt foul. You remember that old ABA term? Backcourt foul.
Yeah.
You get shoot two. You foul them in the backcourt. Shouldn't have happened.
How about the old three for two?
There you go. Revolutionized a lot of things. Stamper's 10-foot jump shot on the baseline is money. She has 7 of the 20 GRC points. 6 Cardinal girls have scored in this game, and it's a 20-6 GRC lead. Paris looking at pressure. GRC, they don't put a player on the ball. They'll double team on the inbound pass. Mason trying to beat him in the front court. McKeely Tabor cut him off. Chestnut lost it. Tabor goes to the floor. Nothing new there. She's the lone senior. She's pretty edgy, too. She plays physical. She gets her first foul, team third. Lady Hounds keep it at midcourt. So Paris hung with GRC, but it's been Cardinal girls on a roll, Bobby, here.
Yeah, it was 8-6, and now it's 20-6, and we still got a minute 30 left in the first.
Stamper going for her third steal, and she got a pick. Euro step puts up the fadeaway, and she got fouled after she stole in the ball. 3 steals in this first quarter by Kennedy Stamper. Crutcher got the foul, her first, team second. And Stamper with 7 points in the game and 3 steals will go to the foul line.
She has brought it this evening.
Free throw is good. Kennedy Stamper has, they say you got to share the load when Sierra Byers went down with injury. And Kennedy has picked up the scoring. She makes both free throws there, leads this club in scoring. Paris breaks the pressure there. 3 passes and a Brooklyn White bank shot. She's got all 8 for Paris.
That broke a 14-0 Clark County run.
T. Yeast, right side of the circle, goes to Miller. Miller looks at the zone. They skip it left side, drop it on the baseline. Anaya Chestnut with a shovel pass that's picked off in the paint. And then Kennedy Stamper with a reach-in foul at midcourt. So 2 errors on that exchange. You've got Chestnut, Yeast, Stamper, and Miller on the floor this remaining 52 seconds in the first quarter. Brooklyn White faces up at the basket. Annette Miller on her. Miller harassing her, sliding laterally. Good defense on White. Forces up the shot, and she'll go to the line. Just a good one-on-one play by Brooklyn White.
Well, she is, needless to say, carrying the load for the Lady Hounds.
Yeah, and they'll get tired, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we saw that when we played them the last time. They expel a lot of energy playing a lot of minutes.
Well, and facing this full court pressure from the get-go.
White makes the free throw. She is now 3 of 5 at the foul line. All 9 of Paris's points, looking to get into double figures here in the first quarter. And she does. Made them both. Cardinal girls push it. Chestnut. Pass to Kylie Chestnut. Now to T. Yeast. Right side. Stamper has it. Annette Miller works the high post. She kicks it out quickly left to the lane. T. Yeast. Diagonal pass to Stamper. Drop it baseline. Chestnut, who's hit a three, goes to Stamper. Stamper ducks under, drives, feeds Chestnut. Kylie's three off the rim. Yeast got a rebound. Put it up, put it in.
Those quick hands got the deflection off of one of the Bourbon players and was able to put it in.
Skip pass over to Crutcher. She launches a three off the back iron. Stamper's got it. 3 seconds. Kennedy driving. Anaya Chestnut at the horns. Missed the three. But the Cardinal girls scoring a lot of points. They scored 24 in the first quarter. GRC leading Paris here in 40th District action. 24-10 here in the girls' opening round. 1 minute break. We'll return after these words.
Here's Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer at combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Opening round of the girls' 40th district tournament played right here in the beautiful GRC Arena. Excuse me, Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Cardinal girls lead 24-10. Kennedy Stamper with the ball. She's got 9 points for the Cardinal girls. Goodwin goes left side to Stamper. Kennedy puts it on the floor. Anaya Chestnut, high post to Miller. Annette Miller put up the shot. Got contact, no call, out of bounds. It'll be possession to Paris.
Yeah, there's no way she was going to leave that 8-footer 2 feet short.
I know. It didn't even get to the net. No. So, something happened there. Goodwin, Stamper, Yeast, Miller, and Anaya Chestnut. Anaya Chestnut bumps Tori Dumford, who was making her move to the basket, right side on the dribble drive. Chestnut with a foul, her first, team first. And Dumford will go to the free throw line. She's a 3-year starter.
Dumford got her on her hip and just sort of threw up a prayer, but got the call.
Dumford's free throw is in. McKeely Tabor checks in. Anaya Chestnut goes out. Dumford averaging nearly 9 points per game at the free throw line. 64% free throw shooter. She makes both of them here. Goodwin races into front court, passes to Yeast, drop it baseline, right side to Miller, swing it left side, Stamper calling for it, hot hand on the way, missed the baseline three, long rebound chase, out of bounds, McKeely Tabor got it, they said Annette Miller, she can hit that shot, but then this time, tried to get her own rebound and collided with the Paris Lady Hound player in the backcourt, and Annette Miller with her second foul, team second of the quarter.
That loose ball was going to be Paris's all the way, but it's good to see those kids out there hustling for it.
Well, Annette hit her first three and was feeling it. Why not? She's got the green light. A lot of these girls do. McKeely Tabor with a steal. Oh. They tried to hit Brooklyn White, and the Cardinal girls give it right back. Paris in the front court. They feed into the post, and Tabor with another steal. Jalen Goodwin, right side, pushing it hard. Leaves a bounce pass for Stamper. Over to Tabor, ball fake, drop it left side. Goodwin had an open three, wants something better. Stamper, right wing, on the way, missed it. Long rebound comes out. McKeely Tabor tried to keep it alive. She does. It's off Molly Mason. Cards ball.
McKeely with a good dig there, going after that one, was able to deflect it out, keeping the ball in the Cards' possession.
GRC was 4 of their first 5. They're 0 of the last 6 from shooting the 3. Goodwin's going to try to break that streak. She can't do it. Missed on the 3. Now Paris with a rebounded miss. GRC has doubled them up, 24-12. We played a minute and a half in the second quarter. Dumford between the circle, keeping the dribble. Kylie Chestnut aggressively comes out on her. Dunford wants to go right side, threw up a shot, late whistle, but a foul will be called, and that'll be on Kylie Chestnut. And Paris, they're just driving the ball at the defense and getting the call.
They're getting the call and doing what they have to try to stay in this game.
Third foul on the Cardinal girls team. Dunford back at the foul line. She had made her last two. She misses this free throw. Paris with only three baskets in this ball game, all of them Brooklyn White. They've made the living at the free throw line.
Yeah, they
seven of their 13 free throws.
Yeah, and a 7-2 run.
Stamper feeds it over, left side, straight away. Kylie Chestnut, she hit a three. That stops the drought.
That doubles them up again. 27-13.
Kylie Chestnut with 5 points in the game. Cardinal girls have hit five threes. Seven players have scored in this game. Brooklyn White got it on the blocks, left side, up and under, missed it. Got her own rebound, powered it up and put it in.
That's just what you call stick-to-itiveness. She stayed with it, got it on that second attempt.
4 inches taller than the Cardinal interior players. GRC a little shaky. Then they throw it over to T. Yeast. She hit a three. So these Cardinal girls, streaky with their three-point shooting.
No question about it. Two in a row here. Now.
Here's Jalen Goodwin with a pick on a back tip. Stamper looking. Step back. 15-footer. Foul line. Not there. Yeast with a rebound. Hand it off. Tabor good on the baseline. 12 feet out. Second chance scoring bucket.
Caught that ball in rhythm and went right up with it about 12 feet out on the baseline. 32-15 Lady Cards.
We got time on the floor. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Cardinal girls of GRC with a 32-15 lead. A little over 5 minutes to go before halftime. Full court pressure. GRC coming with it. Paris with the ball. Mason, left side, runs into a double team. Floats a pass over. And Kanaya Jones knocked it off of Kayla Crutcher. Turnover. Give it back to the Cardinal girls.
Yeah, that pass was just had a little bit too much air under it, and it gave the Lady Cards a chance to converge.
Stamper on the bench. It'll be Chestnut running the point. She or Maddie Settles who's out there. The other three, Kanaya Jones, T. East, and Annette Miller, who now has the ball deep in the right corner. They tried a little give and go, didn't get the ball. Chestnut, top of the key, angles off, feeds T. East, spot up three, not there. Rebound taken away. Annette Miller got the offensive board. Keeps it alive. Left wing. Yeast has it. Bounce pass. Not with conviction. Deflected, but GRC got it back. Settles running the point. She cuts through. Didn't get it. Chestnut way out on the floor. Missed that three. Like thought maybe the shot clock was winding down. She lost it from 25. And Coach Graham, he gives them the green light. They got a lot of freedom.
Well, they've got the freedom, and they're not really looking to the foul line very much to try to move this defense or at least post somebody near the foul line. So they're taking a lot of long-range attempts.
Need to hit that cutter that's coming across the lane. Chestnut bluff to three. Settles will shoot it. Long rebound deflected as T. Yeast got a hand on it. Goes out of bounds. Cardinal girls in this game. 6 of 17 shooting the three. They started off 4 of 5.
Yeah, and yet they're up 32-15 here, midway second.
Paris trying to get it in the front court, and there's a pass that ends up in the hands of a spectator.
Yeah.
What about the pep section, Bobby? You got the boys basketball team for GRC showing up, supporting the girls.
Well, they better show up, son of a gun. They're part of the school.
Yeah, they're
but
right.
That's great.
They're right in the end zone. They're in the red zone down there. Perimeter passing by the Cardinal girls against this zone, and Paris forces a turnover. Two on two. Crutcher, three-point shot in transition. She hit it.
32-18, 3:48 left.
Settles, bounce pass to Miller between the circle, right side to go. Pass to East. Miller cuts through and then takes it on the right baseline. Mishandled, goes to Chestnut, skip it left side. Yeast deep in the corner. There's Jones on the blocks. Had a pass, knocked away. Got the ball right back. Needs to go up against Brooklyn White. She does and draws a foul.
There you go. You've got to make the attempt to shoot before you're going to get the foul call.
First on Brooklyn White. That'll be the first on Paris in this quarter.
Yeah, they've hardly challenged at the rim for the entire first quarter and a half.
Kanaya Jones makes a free throw here, a young lady that's been in double-digit rebounding the last seven games. Miller comes out. Stamper returns. McKeely Tabor in. Maddie settles out. Jones' second free throw. Drew a lot of iron. Came off, and Brooklyn White with a rebound for the Paris Hounds. 3:20 to play before halftime. Paris with a ball. Trying to get in the front court. Stamper chasing Dunford, who went to her left side. And a long rebound, and Chestnut's got it. Nobody back. She beats the defense. Layup, got it at the rim.
Got that one well under control going in from the left side and stroked it home.
That's what you call coast-to-coast off the glass. Here's a steal by Kanaya Jones off the stamper. Scoop shot, layup, got it and one. Nice little scoop shot, flipped it up after contact. Stamper with the shot underneath the outstretched arm of Molly Mason. Her second, team second of the quarter.
When they score, as you say, very streaky.
Stamper's free throw is good. And Kennedy in this ball game, 12 points of the 38 GRC.
38-18.
Paris throws it in the front court, but there's McKeely Tabor to make the steal. And Paris not making it easy on themselves. No. They're throwing a lot of diagonal skip passes. Chestnut, three ball, not there from the left baseline. Rebound cleared, and in a hurry, Brooklyn White wants to get it up before the defense sets. Cardinals now going man-to-man. White at the foul line. Ball fake. Put Tabor to the floor. McKeely gets right back up. T. East got a hand in there. She's going to beat Mason to the ball. Took it away. Bounce pass to Stamper. Bank shot. Put it in.
Boy, what a nice pass. Through traffic to the only spot that Kennedy could pick it up, and she flipped it in.
Stamper is she has gained so much strength in 1 year going from eighth grade to ninth. I mean, physically, just a different player. Three-point shot put up and in by Crutcher, her second three of the game. GRC attacking. Chestnut, left-hand runner, not there. Jones put back. It's blocked by Brooklyn White. And a foul on a rebound, and that'll be on Tori Dunford, her first. Team third, stops the clock. With a minute 43 to play here before half. Checking in, Reagan Cowan will give Brooklyn White a blow. She plays a lot of minutes, White does. And for Paris to have any kind of chance against any team, she's got to be on the floor. High post, Jones, 15-footer off the front of the rim, deflected out of bounds. McKeely Tabor touched it last. It'll be Paris with the ball.
Yeah, Kanaya caught that one about 14 feet right out in front of the basket and looked to do something besides shoot, but had she gone up with conviction, might have gotten that one.
Dunford crosses midcourt, deflection by Chestnut. Anaya's got it, Stamper released. She's got a layup, put it in at the rim.
Live ball turnovers in the open court can just destroy a team, and Paris is
doubled up right now, 42-21. We're approaching a minute to go here in the first half. Lady Hounds get it in the front court. And T. Yeast picks up the steal. Lead pass up to Stamper. Stamper left side to Chestnut. She got it back from Jones and put it in.
Yeah, that was a three-on-one, and Coach Speaks trying to get Brooklyn White back in the game. Needed to give her a blow, but maybe should have with a timeout.
Seven in the game for Anaya Chestnut, and Callen has beaten the defense back. They forgot about her, and McKeely Tabor scrambling to get back, draws the foul. Second on Tabor, team fourth, and Reagan Callen will go to the free throw line for the Paris Lady Hounds. She's a 5'9 junior. Had a, was it Jamie Callen that played there a few years, Bobby?
Yeah,
nice player.
Yeah, about four or five years.
Four or five years, it seems, yeah. She was a nice player, post player. Good shooter, good defense, rebounder.
Yeah, she had a lot of grit to her in her game. A little edgy, but certainly was a winner.
Reagan Callen goes one of two at the free throw line. Cardinal girls with some subs in. Brooklyn White returns. Callen goes out for GRC. We'll set the lineup here. Annette Miller, Anaya Chestnut, Kennedy Stamper, T. Yeast, and Kylie Chestnut. Stamper on the left wing. Paris playing a zone. GRC just really hasn't penetrated or flashed across the lane. There they do with Miller. She missed at the rim. It goes out of bounds. Cardinal girls will keep it. I like using the board in that spot.
Sure, yeah. Just slap it off that backboard. It gives you a cush.
Cardinal girls underneath their goal. Stamper to Miller. Miller ball fake. Back to Stamper. Annette cut through. Posting up, didn't get it. Left side, swing it to Chestnut. Her pass deflected. The Cardinal girls didn't get a shot off, and they had the possession for the last shot. Throw it to blocks. Down on the blocks, Brooklyn White leads in. Missed it, got her own rebound. Put it up and in.
Doggedly determined.
Here's Chestnut to Yeast. Can't get it off. That shot will not go, and we're at halftime. The GRC Cardinal girls, they have a 20-point lead going into the locker room. It's 44-24 in favor of the Cardinal girls over the Paris Lady Hounds. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that straight ahead right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
We're at the 40th District Tournament, the girls' action, opening game, and the Cardinal girls of GRC. They have a 44-24 lead over Paris here at halftime. The GRC girls and many high school teams celebrating 50 years of basketball under the KHSAA sanction. So when you look at how many years they've had this tournament, 49 years prior, GRC has won it 31 times. Well, you got to win the first one to play on, and the Cardinal girls in good shape now, Bobby. 44 points, and we're here at halftime. They got a 20-point lead.
Yeah, playing far from flawlessly, but yet still strong enough here to have control of this game. And we're up 24-10 after the first, and then to Paris's credit, they scored 14 points in that second quarter, but GRC scored 20. So they have actually expanded that first quarter lead and look to be well on their way to a Wednesday night encounter in the final game.
Coach Robbie Graham called a 30-second timeout after the first two possessions were turnovers. That didn't get it straight. He went and changed the entire five that were on the floor. Well, the reserves came in, and then things got settled down, and the Cardinal girls have played well ever since, and they lead 44-24 here at halftime. Nine players have played, seven have scored in this GRC attack. But we haven't seen Jalen Green in this game, Bobby, and getting her minutes were players like Maddie Settles and expanded playing time for Jalen Goodwin and Annette Miller.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She is a vital cog going forward, so hopefully we will see her if, in fact, GRC does advance to Wednesday night's game.
It's 44-24 here at halftime, looking at some of the team numbers in this ballgame. For the Cardinal girls, 6 of 18 from three-point shooting, as they've taken a lot of outside shots against the zone defense by Paris. However, GRC hit four of their first five, so you kind of get the tone and the trend after that. They went two of their next 13, so been streaky with their shooting. They're 6 of 18 behind the arc. 2 for 6 is Paris' three-point shooting. Turnovers, 10 committed by GRC, 23 by the Lady Hounds. Second chance scoring, each team with 6 points in that fashion. At the fast break scoring, it's 14-0 in favor of GRC. At the foul line, the Cardinal girls are 4 of 5, while Paris, they have made 8 of the 12 attempts. Individually, well, we'll take a one-minute break. We'll come back. After 1 minute, we'll go over individual numbers when we return after these words.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Looking at some of the individual scoring in this ball game as the GRC Cardinal girls emerge from the locker room, and they own a 44-24 lead here at the half. For Paris, 14 points in the first half for Brooklyn White. She got 10 of those in the first quarter, all 10 of Paris' scoring. 14 for Brooklyn White, 6 points for Kayla Crutcher on a pair of threes. We also have 3 points on three of four free throws from Tori Dumford. And Reagan Cowan with 1 point. She was one of two at the foul line. Kay Oliver and also Molly Mason played, but they have yet to score. For the Cardinals, the GRC, Kennedy Stamper, just on fire in that first half. Ran the floor well. She's got 16 points to go along with four steals at halftime. Other scoring for GRC, 8 points for T. Yeast. 7 scored by Anaya Chestnut. Other scoring for GRC, 5 points for Kylie Chestnut. You've got 4 in the game for McKeely Tabor, 3 points for Annette Miller, 1 point for Kanaya Jones. Maddie Settles and Jalen Goodwin both played, but they have yet to score in this ball game. Paris coming out of the locker room as we get ready for second half play. And again, there will be a game to follow this one. It'll be Bourbon County and Montgomery County in the conclusion of the opening round played here at the beautiful GRC Arena. The winners advance to the championship game as well as they advance to the 10th region tournament. The girls 10th region tournament this year will be held at Bourbon County. So Cardinal girls are halfway there as far as getting there. They need to hold on and win this ball game, and they are well ahead, 44-24. Bobby and I will take a one-minute break when we come back. Second half play coming your way on WWKY. Back in a minute.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Second half play just about to get underway. Cardinal girls with a big 44-24 lead, and Coach Graham will send out T. Yeast, Anaya Chestnut, Kylie Chestnut, McKeely Tabor, and Kennedy Stamper. So Kanaya Jones normally in there. She will give way to Kylie Chestnut, who's on the floor now.
Not a lot of size, but they don't have a lot of size without Sierra out there. However, this group is feisty, and
yep,
they will take you to the wire.
Yes, not a lot of size in T. East, the tallest player on the floor, as she chases Dumford for GRC, tallest player, in the backcourt. And Dumford trying to get rid of Yeast. Dribbles it off to the right side. Picked up the dribble. Expelled a lot of energy. Throws a lazy pass. It's nearly picked off. It's going to be a backcourt violation. And Coach Speaks doesn't like that. He's walking the sideline. He had a different message for his girls. Limit possessions. Limit turnovers.
And yet T just destroyed all of that on that intense defensive pressure.
And she flashed across the lane, there puts up a 10-footer straight away, didn't make it. McKeely Tabor had the rebound come to her, and she stuck it in.
Well, Coach Graham must have heard us. He got that thing to the inside and got a deuce as a result.
Flashing across the lane and found that spacing and that gap in that zone, and GRC putting pressure. Now Brooklyn White spins and scores in the paint with a little leaner, and she's got so much size. If they can break the pressure, they got a chance to score with her on the other end.
No question.
Perimeter passing by the Cardinal girls. Tabor, ball fake, deep in the right corner. White steps out on her. Stamper, she loads up a three and hit it. She's got 19 points in the game, her second three.
Yeah, you better guard her if you're the Lady Hounds.
Paris playing catch in the backcourt as GRC. Three-quarter trap. Skip pass. Crutcher, who's hit a couple of threes. McKaylee Tabor steps out on her, rightfully so. Crutcher still dribbling, circles around, has it, angles off to the right. Stamper picks her up, man-to-man by GRC, and McKaylee Tabor hit the deck, and they say pushed to the floor by Brooklyn White. Her second foul, team first of this quarter, and that's 25 turnovers for Paris.
Yeah, she was looking for an over-the-top pass, and to create that space, she got McKeeley on the ground.
Kennedy Stamper, left wing, straight away to Yeast, bounce pass in the paint. McKeely Tabor slipped the defense and put it in.
Up and under move and went to her left and stroked it home. Nice play.
Kind of like that ball fake once defense came up on her. As Bobby described, went around her with a left hand. Speaking of left hand, Dumpert dribbling with her left. Chestnut cut her off on a run and jump. Ball goes to the floor as well as three players. Held basketball, it'll be Cardinal girls with the possession. 2 minutes deep here in the third quarter, GRC with a 51-26 lead. And looking for more, Kylie Chestnut to Tabor. McKeely, baseline, good. She scored 6 points in the quarter, give her 10 in the game.
Not worried about who's guarding her, just doing her thing. And if the ball gets blocked, fine. But she did a good job that time of just turning and popping.
McKeely Tabor, the lone senior on this Cardinal girl team. And here's Chestnut. They didn't talk on defense. Paris didn't. And Chestnut got a steal. T. East got the run out on the layup.
55-26. Cards looking to get that clock running here.
T. East, the third Cardinal girl in double figures. Crutcher loads up a three. She had hit two earlier. Long rebound comes off to Kylie Chestnut, the Stamper. Passes the length of the floor. Anaya gets cut off on the baseline. Out to her little sister, who Kylie launched the three and missed it. Ball kept alive, and GRC will keep it due to the hustle of T. East.
Yeah, they're
kind of a we talk about silent points of Breland Morrison and the boys. T. East and the girls, man, she does a lot of things. And you look at what her stat line is, you're kind of like, wow.
Yeah, well, and she's a tremendous defender.
Yeah, does a little bit of everything. Right. She's got the ball now for the Cardinal girls. Goes to Chestnut, and there she made the assist.
26-58, and we have a timeout on the floor.
Time called as we have 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and right now they're going to call a full timeout. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golding Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Bobby's got a message. He will dovetail that message with. Here
There's
you go.
No glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractor.com.
Ferris with a basketball after the timeout. The Cardinal girls have outscored the Lady Hounds 14-2 in the first 3.5 minutes of this third quarter. Been 12 on a run, 12-0, and they've outscored them 14-2 here in the quarter. Kennedy Stamper picks up a foul, her second, team first of the half. Lady Hounds with a ball near midcourt. Cardinals girls going man-to-man. Yeast, Miller, Stamper, Chestnut, and Goodwin on the floor. Driving in, and looked like a good block by Kylie Chestnut. And don't know what she would have had to done to have blocked that one. And the official had a coy grin. He had to report that foul to the scorer's table. It'll put Dumford at the foul line.
Dumper misses the first one, but just kind of rushed it.
They did. Ball hit her hand. She put it up. She was 3 of 4 at the free throw line. She's got another one coming. This one on the way, and missed that one. Could be a little tired.
A little
They just came out of halftime, but GRC will wear on you. Defense. Yeast hands it off to Chestnut. Right side, swing it, drop it baseline to Goodwin. Goodwin looks for an angle to get it into Miller, does with a left-hand bounce pass. Miller's turnaround shot. She draws a foul on Brooklyn White. She didn't take a drop step to the baseline. She went to the middle, and in that lane she found the foul.
She found the foul, and Brooklyn came over and actually dropped that arm, and that's when the official made the call.
Annette Miller at the line for the Cardinal girls. A lot of upside in her game. She missed the free throw here. Miller averages 3.5 points per game at the foul line. Normally very, very reliable at 84.5%. T. East goes out. Kanaya Jones comes in for her first action of the second half. Excuse me. Miller goes 1 of 2 at the foul line.
59-26, Lady Cards.
Dumpert, right side. Nobody picks her up. She comes in, shoots the three, Ooh. And hit it.
Boy, in rhythm. Nice stroke.
It didn't stop the ball, so she That's just took right. a three, and somebody, I'm sure, will get a chance to go in and try to stop her. Bounce pass to Stamper, right of the circle. Keeps dribbling, finds Miller. Annette takes it out of there. Then skips it over to Goodwin. Drop it left baseline. Kylie Chestnut hit a three. That's her third three in the game.
Caught it in ready position and put it right up from the wing.
What a player for an eighth grader. Just a really good shooter. Kanaya Jones got a steal while laying on the floor. Picked up the loose ball. Goes to Stamper. Stamper throws it in the front court. Gets it right back from Chestnut. High ball screen. Nothing there. Miller has it. Return it, drop it baseline. Goodwin wide open for a three. Goes all the way under. Bounce pass to Miller in traffic. Put it up, didn't get it. Kept it alive, and Brooklyn White comes out of there with a rebound. Jump ball. No, they're going to say a foul on Jalen Goodwin. Her second, team second.
I tell you what, she got those quick hands in there, but got called.
Miller comes out. McKeely Tabor with her 10 points returns for the Cardinal girls, who lead 62-29. 3:20 to go here in the third.
Yeah, ominously close to a running clock.
Dumfert chased by Goodwin, turned on the dribble, gets to the top of the key. Step back three, blocked by Goodwin at 5-3. She blocked her shot. Paris got it back in a foul on the attempted drive. And they're going to give Goodwin a foul, her third, team third.
They see that monstrous Jalen Goodwin out there at 5-3 and just decide to attack her or go around her. And she's got those quick hands. She's not going to allow it. And on that one, she got caught and thought she got all ball. But aggressive young player.
Kennedy Stamper gets a break. They bring Anaya Chestnut back in. Goodwin checks Dumfert on the right baseline. Dumfert dribbles all the way back around between the circle with 3 minutes to go in the third. Angles off to the left of the lane.
Wow, what
her
a
left-hand
shot.
Runner up and in. That was some kind of shot. That left-handed
sure was,
from the left
man.
Side. Kylie Chestnut, ball fake. Got inside. Mason checked her. They go out to Kanaya Jones. Skip it over. Drop it baseline. Anaya Chestnut, three. Rattled in. Came out. Kanaya Jones got a rebounded miss. Put it up and draws the foul. She'll go to the line. Mason with her third. That'll be team foul number three. And Kanaya Jones will go to the free throw line. She's got 1 point in this game. She does have a block shot and three steals. She goes to the line to shoot two free throws. A lady who has been a player has been just a rebounding warrior. Her free throw is good. East and Miller come in. Goodwin and Kylie Chestnut check out. Kanaya Jones, second free throw. That one's off the back iron. Miller got the rebound. Leave it for Jones. Drop it over. Anaya Chestnut, her three, good. And that's a four-point possession for the Cardinal girls.
How about that? And there's your 35-point lead. 2:20 left in the third.
And there's your fourth player in double figures with Anaya Chestnut hitting her second three-point shot of the game. And Kanaya Jones is going to pick up a foul, her second, team fifth. So free throws will be in fashion right now for Paris. They do have the clock stopped with 2:18, and the ball is in the hands of Brooklyn White, but it was stopped before they passed her the ball. White misses the free throw. She has 16 points in the game, 10 coming in the first quarter of play. And right now we've got an official score trying to check something out. I think it's the team fouls or the player fouls. They've got four. No, they've got five fouls. That's what I have. I don't know if it's right or not. I'm not official. We'll run down the scoring. Stamper with 19 for GRC, 11 for Kylie Chestnut, 10 for T. Yeast, 2 for Kanaya Jones. We've got 10 for McKeely Tabor, 10 for Anaya Chestnut, 4 for Annette Miller. And Jalen Goodwin and Maddie Settles have both played appreciable minutes. They've yet to score. So you got four players in there with double figures and a lot of balance. And this team without Sierra Byers, they need balance.
They've got to have balance. And you hit the nail on the head there. And it can't necessarily be one or two players all the time leading the way. You would hope that you've got up to five who can lead the way. And that way it makes it tougher defensively for the opposition.
Brooklyn White, after waiting through all of that, patiently makes the free throw. 17 in the game for her. We got a running clock with 2:15 to go in the third. T. Yeast being chased. Paris still playing a zone, a little bit of a matchup zone. They're trying to harass the ball and get out on the perimeter.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he's having to tell the official.
Yeah.
Guy down there running the clock, telling him keep it going.
Told him
a couple of times, and now it's going. Yeast, bounce pass to Kanaya Jones. Pop out Miller, left side. Chestnut, high post to Tabor. Annette Miller stepped into a three and hit it. She hit her first one. She's hit her last one here.
Pass from the wing to the top, and she was in rhythm and stroked it home.
11 of 25 is the Cardinal girls shooting in three-point range. Huge lead. Lob pass in there. Miller with a deflection. Jones with a steal. Three on one. Miller, layup. Didn't get it. Rebounded Yeast. Put it up. That follow won't go. Lot of scrambling for the ball, and Molly Mason comes away with it, and she's checked on the sideline, and we've got a foul called. They called a foul on Chestnut, her second. Cardinal girls over the team five, and while this ball bats around, the clock still runs. Now they've stopped it. As the ball will be handed to Molly Mason. Mason has not scored in the game. She started the game. She misses the free throw.
Yeah, averaging almost 8 points per game on the season.
Well, she's a freshman. She'll get better.
Oh, sure.
Anaya Chestnut and T. Yeast come out of the game. Both those players in double figures. Madeline settles in, and McKeely Tabor, the lone senior, she's got 10 points in the game. She goes out. Kylie Chestnut, Annette Miller, Maddie Settles, Kanaya Jones, and Jalen Goodwin on the floor for GRC as Mason missed a free throw. And here comes Kylie Chestnut with a rebound. Her outlet goes to Goodwin. Jalen, bounce pass. Annette Miller had a three, drives in, puts up the runner, blocked by White. Loose ball in the backcourt, and Settles called for the foul. That'll be her first. As we walk the length of the floor and the clock now stopped.
Yeah, that time Annette took it just a tad too deep, and Brooklyn was waiting for her and got a nice block.
So Molly Mason with an opportunity to make an atonement here at the foul line. She missed her last two attempts. She goes here, and this free throw, still same result. She missed it.
Yeah, she's got three of her four teammates coming up to console her. So maybe she can get this one down.
Mason at the line, this free throw. Good.
There we go.
She put that one in. So the 5'7 freshman for Paris gets the free throw. Cardinal girls with a ball. Jones, ball fake, got deep. No call as she missed it. Hit the bottom of the board with her bank shot. Paris going the other way. Circling back around with a dribble is Dumpert. Dumpert says attack, and I don't think that's what they had in mind as Kay Oliver went to the goal and just kind of got a little high with that elbow and hit Maddie Settles. That's a turnover.
8, 7, 6, 5
Settles looks up the clock. She's going to have to get a shot off. 2 seconds. Her three-point attempt is blocked, and we will move into the fourth and final quarter. Your score at the end of three quarters of play, the Cardinal girls of GRC, in defense of their title, they've got a good run at it here. They lead here at the end of 369-33, back in 1 minute.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Eight minutes to play in this opening game of the 40th District Basketball Tournament. Girls action. Cardinal girls leading 69-33. Maddie Settles, Kylie Chestnut, Kenaya Jones, Annette Miller, and Jalen Goodwin on the floor for the GRC girls. Dumpert being guarded by Settles. Tightly, I might add. They get it into Brooklyn White, and she powers her way in, and Kenaya Jones picks up the foul. That'll be her third, team first of this quarter. Brooklyn White will go to the free throw line. A skilled big. She can play on the block. She can shoot around the perimeter, more of a mid-range jumper. But she's got good footwork in the paint. She missed the free throw here. Another one coming. She is 5 of 8, now make it 6 of 9 at the foul line in this game. 69. Kylie Chestnut, a high post pass to Jones. Jones to Miller with the ball on the right wing. Settles, drops it to Goodwin. Be there. She can't hit the three. Jalen Goodwin's one of the few that's played a lot of minutes. She has yet to score. Had a good look at it there. She's had shots, but She tries to facilitate more.
More of a facilitator and defender.
On-ball defender.
Yeah.
Exactly. Clock rolling. Cardinal girls with a 69-34 lead. Chestnut. Entry pass into Kenaya Jones. Throws it just too hot and behind Miller. Had a nice little high-low action going there, but GRC can't convert.
Now, that would have taken some pretty strong, quick hands to corral that one. That was a little hot.
Just a little bit hot, a little bit behind her. Dumpert draws contact from Settles, picks up the dribble on the wing. Spacing not real good by the Lady Hounds, but they get away with it as Kylie Chestnut touched it last, going out of bounds.
Yeah, she's a pesky little defender also.
Learning from her big sister. I tell you what, you get enough of Stamper and Chestnut in the backcourt, and it'll make you weary. Here's Miller. She deflects the ball and gets the steal. Throws it. Length of the court. Settles. Bank shot. Got it in.
Yeah, got a pass from just over midcourt to the low block. And Maddie, with those quick hands and good footwork, put it in.
Eight different Cardinal girls have scored in this game. As Dumpert drives to the rim, she put it up and in. Exploded off of that right-hand dribble.
Good move that time. 71-36 cards.
She's in double figures with 10. Settles, top of the key. Skips it over to Miller. Miller pulls it out as Brooklyn White posed a little bit of a impediment. Kylie Chestnut, though, raises with a three from the left baseline. Miller digs out a rebound. Goes to Goodwin, driving. Her runner not there. White with a rebound. She doesn't throw an outlet pass. She's going to bring it up herself. has Dumford trailing her, and Dumford's, she's had a lion's share of the ball handling here in this second half. She's got 10 in the game. Speaking of 10, Kanaya Jones, number 10 with a steal, settles, got it, bank shot, put it in at the rim.
3-on-0 once the pilfer was made in the open court.
Maddie with back-to-back layups, 5 minutes to go in this game. GRC with a huge lead. Paris with the ball in the front court. Cardinal girls going man-to-man. Dumford on the right wing. They try to get White. She flashes high. Kanaya Jones trailing her. They overplay the passing lanes, and now driving is Oliver. Skip it over. Three-point shot put up. That one's missed there by Crutcher. Long rebound comes out. Jones with a pass to Goodwin. Goodwin driving. Bank shot. Got it. That completes the compliment. Every Cardinal girl that's played in this game has scored a basket. Time on the floor, 4:35 to play. Full timeout, back in 1 minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Horn sounds. We get ready to play this final 4.5 minutes. 75-36. Cardinal girls of GRC with a lead over Paris. And Coach Graham sends out Kylie Chestnut, Jalen Goodwin, Kylie Stakeland, Maddie Settles, Annette Miller. Those girls in the game. And you got Coach William Brown down there directing traffic.
Yeah,
he's trying to get the reserve set, saying, girls, get down there. You're going to get in the game.
You're going to get in here in a minute or two, I would think.
So he carves him out a spot on the bench, and we're back to play. Brooklyn White draws contact, just so much bigger than anybody on the floor that GRC has with these reserves. Chestnut with her third foul, team foul number two. Brooklyn White goes to the foul line. She shot twice as many free throws as any teammate on Paris's team, but she's under 50% at the line and shooting a little better from the floor than she does at the foul line.
Yeah, she needs to work on that free throw. It's a little bit loose, a little bit too elongated. Tighten it up, and she makes one out of two as a rule, and the second one is usually dead perfect, but that first one is very inconsistent.
8 for 12 is her shooting, and Miller has it in the paint. Didn't put it up, kicked it out. They reverse it. Stakeland, three-point shot, didn't get the roll. Comes off with a rebound to Paris. Inside of 4 minutes to go here in the clock rolling. Dumford comes up the middle of the floor, and they throw it into Brooklyn White with Annette Miller trying to work over. Third foul on Miller, third on GRC as a team, and it'll be possession to the Lady Hounds underneath the goal, and they've got the clock stopped, I guess.
Yeah, there's a little bit of inconsistency in clock management.
Yeah. Throw the lob in, and with the ball, Crutcher, Stakeland on her. Crutcher trying to go one-on-one. Stakeland got her at the rim, but then Crutcher put up the shot and a foul called. Stakeland with her first foul. That's fourth on GRC as a team, and Crutcher will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. Her free throw is good. Crutcher with 7 points in the game. She has hit two of the Paris three-point shots in this game.
3:32 remaining in this one.
Missed the second free throw, and Settles with a rebound, throws it the length of the floor to Jalen Goodwin, slipped the defense, got a runner and banked it in.
Smithered her way between two lady hounds for her second deuce of the night.
You don't stop the ball, she made them pay.
She knows how to take it in there for sure.
Settles on Dumford as they put it in there to White. Across the lane pass, shot put up by Crutcher. Challenged by Kylie Chestnut, it goes out of bounds. And we got some. J.D. Balzer checks in. Also, Katie Cecil, Emma Cecil, and Leah Howard. Balzer, Howard, and Cecil in the game, and they are joined by Stakelin and Settles. As all the Cardinal girls playing here, Maddie Settles with a spot up. Oh, they're going to give her two on that. I thought it was a three. They said her foot was on the line, and Coach Graham said, I know we've got the game in hand, but it's...
If it's a three, it's a three.
If it's a three, it's a three. You know, it penalizes a girl, not me. Stop and go move, and now driving on the move is Crutcher. Throws up a shot, missed it. Long rebound comes out. Balzer thought she had it, but it goes to Paris. Kick it out. Molly Mason, three-point shot is short. Brooklyn White's follow. It won't go, and here comes Stakelin. She finds Balzer, who missed at the rim.
Yeah.
Made a nice pass.
Probably just a little too deep when she put it up.
She did. She got a little deep in there, and ball goes out of bounds. It'll be possession to Cardinal girls. Got to be exciting for some of these underclassmen, these freshmen. They're playing in a district tournament, their first one. Power dribble by Brooklyn White. She put it up and in, despite Leah Howard may have gotten a hand on that.
But. Well, they had a nice cut and curl, and she was able to receive the pass and drop it home.
Stakelin has the ball between the circle, angles to the left, draws contact, bounces it out, settles right wing, looking, flashing high. Leah Howard didn't get it. Emma Cecil, she's on the left side. Stakelin runs it that way and leaves her a bounce pass, but a foul called, and that'll be on Kay Oliver, her second.
And that's going to continue that clock to run. Just what, the first team foul by Paris?
It is, and we're under a minute to go. Stakelin runs it off to the right, passes to Settles. Maddie will load up a three-point shot, missed it. Stakelin tried to keep it alive, couldn't get it. Paris in a hurry. Crutcher left the side of the floor, gets a screen by Drumford. Out on top to Brooklyn White. Brooklyn, step back three, on the way, shot it short. On the rebound, chased down, Balzer's got it for the Cardinal girls. Maddie Settles, double teamed as she got over into midcourt, leaves a bounce pass. Balzer over to Stakelin. Jump stop, put it up on a three. She had a rhythm shot, not there. Rebounded by Leah Howard, and it's knocked out of bounds off GRC, and that's going to do it.
That's going to do it.
The waning seconds tick away, and, well, the Cardinal girls did it. They have won the opening round of this 40th district tournament. So not only are they in the championship game coming up this week, but they'll be going to the 10th region tournament. In a final, it's 79-40, GRC over Paris. 1 minute break, we'll be back. Post game coverage continues after these messages.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting, everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Hey,
have some postseason awards.
Sierra Fire.
As we are waiting for some postseason awards, players coming out, being announced on the all-season team, and you've got a Sierra Byers. Didn't play a lot, but she got the attention. She and Kaylee Baker from Bourbon County on the floor, and now Hayden Barrier. Hayden Barrier was named the 10th Region Senior Player of the Year, going to Youngstown State. There was 15 news journalists voted on that, and they put Barrier as the number one player in the 10th as a senior. We also got Tori Dumfert making this postseason team. So Kylie Baker, Sierra Byers, Hayden Barrier, Tori Dumfert, and now Jalen Green. She gets recognized for kind of a new thing. If you made, instead of the all-tournament team, they do the all-district season team. And Allie Dillon joins the club as she comes out on the floor. The Cardinal girls win this one, running away in a final 79-40. Lakin Harden for Bourbon County. She is the second player to make this all-district regular season team.
From TRC.
And they still continue to hand them out. Kennedy Stamper being recognized now. Stamper, the point guard for this Cardinal girls team, 11 points per game average. Savannah Jarvis for Montgomery County gets recognized here on this all-district team. Brooklyn White being recognized. I believe we've got one award left. T. East makes the all-district regular season team. She'll head to midcourt and accept a plaque from her father, athletic director. And there's your all-district regular season team. Cardinal girls win this one 79-40. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll come back. Post-game stats coming your way right here on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
George Rogers Clark girls start this tournament off in fine fashion. They're the host school, and they win the opening game. Here they're in the final 79-40. Cardinal girls game was maybe 6-6. Bobby early on, 8-6, and then GRC never looked back after that. They built a big lead, took care of business, and they were the big favorite, no doubt about that. So they're going to be in the finals coming up.
Prohibitive favorite. Up 24-10 after one, increased the lead to 44-24 at intermission, extended it with a huge third quarter of 25-9 in scoring that took it to 69-33 with a running clock, and then wound up cruising home with a 79-40 overwhelming, impressive victory here over a game yet outmanned, if you will, Lady Hounds team from Paris, who gave it all they had.
Cardinal girls will be in the finals. That will be played on Thursday at 7 p.m. They'll play the winner of the next game, which will take place here shortly. It'll be Bourbon County and Montgomery County in that one. Looking at some of the team numbers in this game, GRC went 11 of 31, shooting of three. Paris, they were 3 of 12 from behind the arc. Cardinal girls with 10 turnovers in the game, only one in the second half. While Paris, they turned it over 31 times. Second chance scoring, it was a 12-8 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring, it was a 26-0 edge for GRC Cardinal girls. GRC shot 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Paris went there a lot. They shot 26 attempts. They made 13. For Paris, the Lady Hounds, leading scorer in the game and on their team, Brooklyn White got 21. She had 10 in the first quarter. 10 points for Corey Dunford. 7 scored by Kayla Crutcher. 1 point each for Molly Mason and Reagan Cowan. For the Cardinal girls in this ball game, 5 players in double figures. Leading the way, it's Kennedy Stamper with 19 points. 11 in the game for Kylie Chestnut off the bench in a reserve role. T. Yeast, McKeely Tabor, and Anaya Chestnut all had 10 points in this ball game. Other scoring, 7 points for Annette Miller, 6 points for Jalen Goodwin, 4 points scored by Madeline Settles. Kanaya Jones had 2 points. The other players that played, Kylie Stakeland, Emma Cecil, J.D. Bowser, Leah Howard, they all got in the ball game tonight as the Cardinal girls won the opening round of the district. Bobby, they did what they needed to do. Not being arrogant or grandiose, but they did what we needed them to do, and we thought they would, and they did it. Yeah, and like Dennis Green said, they are who we thought they are.
Well, that's right. It was one of those games that they took control about midway through the first quarter and then just continued to expand the lead and wound up winning comfortably, and you have to hand it to them. They are certainly looking forward to getting to the region and seeing if they can repeat once again.
We have a 79-40 final in this one. The Cardinal girls win this as teams are out on the floor getting ready for the second game. We got Coach Erica Jackson coming up here. Maybe she's going to do our post-game wrap-up. If Bobby, if you could hand her the headset.
I shall. Here we go.
So we get her set up here in a minute.
She looks to me like she's ready to shoot some hoops.
I don't know. That that beverage she's got, that's a tall tower beverage there.
Or water.
That's a Costco size there. Well, I tell you what, up here with us, Coach Erica Jackson. She's assistant on the varsity girls for the Cardinals. They win 79-40. They did what they needed to do, Coach. Your defense, you created 31 turnovers. You scored 26 points off of it.
Well, I'm kind of old school with that. You know, if we're going to create turnovers, I think we need to at least get to see what, 2?
Get 60 points out of it, huh?
Get 60 points.
You got about half.
I say, well, let's get about 45 out of the 60.
Your girls did what they needed to do. Speak to the fact that you had 5 players in double figures. That's a lot of balance.
That is a lot of balance. We've been talking about sharing the ball, getting our assist up. You know, when you share that ball and then getting your assist up and got 5 different players in double figures, you know, that's a great thing. It's always a plus with that.
Oh, no doubt. Kennedy Stamper at 19-11 for Kylie Chestnut off your bench. And then 10 points by 3 players, T. Yeast, McKeely Tabor, and Anaya Chestnut. Glad for McKeely. This is her senior year. She had 6. She scored 3 baskets in a row there in the third quarter. Give you a little boost.
Well, with McKeely, she's always going to give you her all. She's going to come out and get that 110% every time. And it's always a good plus in addition when she's scoring.
Paris had a skilled player, Brooklyn White. She's a big in that zone. We didn't really attack the gaps in the zone. We shot a lot of jumpers, and you hit 4 of your first 5. Then did you all and Coach Graham all start talking about, hey, we need to find some seams, some gaps in that zone? Because it looked like you attacked a little more in the paint.
Yeah, we did. We kind of made some adjustments coming out of halftime. You know, about we always preach get to the GRC, get to the 2-foot defense. It breaks everything down. And once you get there, look for the open girl. Cutting or sitting right there at the three.
And they were able to work some there in the paint. And you've got skilled players, and they are equally going to the right and the left. They're good players.
Oh, yeah. You know, we gonna preach and practice that fundamental stuff.
Well, Coach, what do you all do? Do you stick around and watch this one, or have you seen these teams enough, or what happens? And
of course, yeah. We definitely going to stick around and watch. Help out in concession, just do whatever we need.
Because you get an off day, and then now you're back in the finals on Thursday. More importantly, you punched a ticket to the region tournament. Those are some of the whiteboard goals that Coach Graham puts up, right?
Oh, yeah. That's part of the goals in preseason.
Number one seed, win a game. So you're almost home.
Almost. Seven more to go. That's how we put it.
Coach Erica Jackson, she's our guest up here again. The Cardinal girls win in a final, 79-40. Bobby, anything for her before we let her get her other duties on?
If you go down to the concession stand, there's one thing you are not going to need, and that is a cup of water.
Yeah. She's got that. Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, 30.4 fluid ounces of nothing but pure water, folks. And she'll probably gobble it down two or three times here before she goes to bed this evening.
We give her a little hard time. She was our guest on Cardinal Connection the other night, brought three charming players with her, and all those girls played well tonight. Assistant Coach Erica Jackson, congratulations, Coach, and look forward to seeing you Thursday. And let's try to keep that game on.
Thank you guys for having me, and the game is Wednesday.
Wednesday
is the championship game. They'll be having the championship, and they'll play the winner of this Montgomery County taking on Bourbon. And the region will be at Bourbon this year, too, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, so I think that gives Bourbon County a little extra incentive. You're going to host it. You want a team in it. And they've got good size, Coach, and they've got players that have started for 3 years. But Montgomery County, a little higher RPI, should be a good one.
Yeah, it should be a good one.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Coach Erica Jackson, the Cardinals win in a final 79-40. Bobby, that's going to do it. And we got more action tomorrow as the boys' tournament moves on.
That's it. We'll have a big one tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow evening, starting at 6 o'clock, this group who's going to get ready to play here in this second game from Montgomery County, their boys are going to play George Rogers Clark, and it should be a dandy here in the first round of the district, because one of those two teams is going to go forward. The other one will have its season come to an end.
Pretty much spells it and lays it out. So we're going to sign off here. Again, more action tomorrow. We'll take to the air sometime around 5:45 for that 6 o'clock tip-off. George Rogers Clark, Cardinal boys team, the reigning boys. Kentucky High School basketball, Sweet 16 runners-up. Four-time in a row region champ. They've been on a roll. They will take on Montgomery County. That'll be tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip. Can't make it, we'll be bringing it to you. For Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, back to the station, Tim Smith, thank you so much. Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett saying until tomorrow night. Thanks for listening. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.